And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking today with Riley County Commissioner Catherine Foakey. As we do on the second Tuesday of each month, we talk with different commissioners. We rotate through. We started doing that with the city commission as well this year. So each month we talk to a different city commissioner. That didn't used to be a thing, but kind of like shaking it up and having different people, different perspectives we get to hear from. So Catherine, we saw here in the month of February, the Rural Revitalization Conference was held up in, that was also in Leonard, it was in Riley.
It was Riley.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It was Leonardville 2 years ago. So it was in Riley this year, and that was pretty well attended. I know we had our Sam Henney up there, K-Man mm-hmm. reporter, covered that, and learned quite a bit more about what's happening there as we talked earlier, trying to grow the rural economy in Riley County.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really good conference. It was organized by the Extension Department, K-State Research and Extension. And then they had it was sponsored also by the Raleigh State Bank. It was really good. The morning sessions were covered by, the Small Business Development Center out of Washburn. They had to help people develop a business plan. They had Daniel Fisher from the USDA Rural Development Program, the state program, and talked about loan programs that are available for rural businesses. Then they had Trish Purdin of the Kansas Governors Association on Rural Prosperity and what the state of Kansas is doing to help small businesses in rural Kansas. So there's a real push as far as the state goes, as far as helping develop rural business. Then they had lunch and networking. The lunch was provided by the Farmhouse Restaurant. The lady that owns that, she actually did a presentation later in the afternoon. But the afternoon was devoted to about four small business owners that talked about how they developed their businesses in rural Riley County. The farmhouse restaurant owner, Erin Gooch, she started a restaurant in Olsburg and then decided to put one in Riley. She runs both of them. It's the Farmhouse restaurant. And she talked about all the things that she did to develop her business and the backing that she got and, how she has developed and has employees, and she also at this point is able to pay for benefits for her employees. And so that's really amazing in a restaurant.
Yeah, that is not easy to do. It's hard enough to start a restaurant, but and having two, did anything stick out as far as secrets that she's been able to figure out here?
No, just a lot of hard work.
Okay.
And I believe in Olsburg, they, she has special dinners there, and mainly it's, she doesn't have waitresses. She mainly does all the serving, and people come, I guess it's more of a buffet type of thing. But in Riley, she needed a different business plan model and has waitresses and a cook and the whole thing. So she's quite a go-getter. She's amazing to listen to. So
yeah.
You ought to have her on the radio sometime
yeah.
and have her talk. She's sharp. So we also listened to Ron Wilson, the Lazy T Ranch, and he's he's been in the area for a while, and he talked about how they developed the event center, which was an evolution, for them, because they started with ranching and then they decided it was a great place and why don't we have events, and all of these businesses kind of start with just an idea somewhere, that you think of, and you look at the needs of the community and say, oh, that might work. So he talked about how they developed and the events that they have, and they do a great, I've been up there for one of their hay rides and a big birthday party, but it's really a lot of fun. And then they had, Stacy Wirtz. She owns a business called Frontage 109 out of Leonardville, rural Leonardville. And she has an event center, plus she has a beauty salon. So she's really built her business really way up there for events and that kind of thing. And then I sat with the Good Farms at Olsburg, Craig and Amy Good, and they talked about how their main business, and they're starting to retire, but they started with cattle, but he mainly focuses on pigs. And it was really interesting how they were kind of backing, you know, people were backing down off of meats and pigs and that kind of thing. So he works with a company in called Heritage Farms, which is out of New York. And some of the stories he told about how, you know, the Grandma Horners had some plums that were spoiled, so he fed them to the pigs, and he called New York and said, hey, how about plum-fed pigs for pork? You know, it was just kind of fun kind of stuff, and the people in New York have never seen pigs, let alone eat plum-fed pigs and different things like that. He came up with a lot of creative ideas. So they were fun to talk to at the table and to listen to them. It was really a full day, and it was really informative, and really, it was really interesting for me and really fun. And all the commissioners were there. So
we've had Gary Fike on here to talk about this quite a bit, that and then the advisory board. Mm-hmm. And having events like this is good because we've talked to him about this. You know, a lot of folks don't know about that some of these businesses are even here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, except the locals, maybe the locals know about them, obviously. But, you know, getting that foot traffic, I think, would be beneficial if more people knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I go out with a couple friends for lunch, and we make it every Sunday or Saturday or Sunday, we go to a rural community and enjoy the rural food. And it's really, you see a lot of the county, and it's really a lot of fun. So I would encourage a lot of people to do that, because there are a lot of restaurants that serve great food. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say we were in Green on Sunday, and they have a community meal the first and third Sunday. And it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, good home-cooked food.
So. Green's up there by Randolph, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Green Randolph Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm good with my rural areas, but I'm not totally familiar with that extreme North County. So, but that's great. And, you know, Ron Wilson, we've had him on the program a couple times as well here. And there's a guy who is very good at promoting rural, mm-hmm. rural entrepreneurs. I think he has a podcast even called on K-State Agriculture Today, something like that. Anyway, our K-State Research and Extension Office, I think, hosts that. But, you know, a wonderful guy who's made his living, obviously, off the rural land and mm-hmm. the Lazy T Ranch. And correct me if I'm wrong, he's part of that advisory board.
Right, yes, he's one of the members. Their focus is to help develop the economic development in rural area. So they will be working hopefully on developments and businesses, and you know, focusing on bringing that along so we can help that whole area grow.
So I imagine they're going to bring recommendations to the commission here mm-hmm. going forward. That's kind of how that works.
Yeah, it's a regular rural. It's an advisory board that will meet. I believe they're going to be meeting quarterly. Hmm. There are 9 members on the board. 5 were at large, and 4 we have 2 from the extension office, 2 from the two from the extension office, and let's say we've got 5 at large, and then there's 1 from the chamber.
Okay.
So, you know, the rural members, they had to be out of the city of Manhattan. They had to be either in the cities or the unincorporated areas of Raleigh County to be on the board. So they will be meeting in April, first part of April. So we're really looking forward to see what they come up with.
Yeah. So, can't wait to learn more about what they do and what they're able to accomplish here over the next couple of years. We're talking with Catherine Fokey, Raleigh County Commissioner, here on the program. And it's time for our final break of the program, so we'll do that. And more in focus straight ahead on News Radio KMAN.